It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light, and don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout Pennsylvania. It is quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. The season's in full swing. Action is still unfolding, so head on over to DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. So many storylines across both pro and college sports. This is the time to check out all that DraftKings Sportsbook has to offer. And if you haven't tried the app yet, head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this. To celebrate Sunday's action, DraftKings is ensuring all new users are covered up to $100. That's right. You bet, they cover you with risk-free Sunday betting. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code KSN when you sign up to get this can't-miss offer. DraftKings Sportsbook, ensuring your Sunday bets up to $100. That's right, you bet. They cover you up to $100 when you use promo code KSN during sign-up for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Risk-free coverage paid in site credits. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante, and we welcome in Ross Tucker for Tucker's Tape. Ross, how you doing today?
You know what, Jim? I am doing great, man. Good to talk with you. I know it's been a tough week for Penn State fans. And it's always disappointing after a loss, but you know me, man. I'm an optimistic, positive guy. I'm trying to be all the time in life. I just think it's the better way to go about it. You know, try to teach that to my daughter. So I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm ready to rock and roll.
All right. Before we get to Maryland and hopefully where things start to go upward, let's get your final thoughts on the Ohio State game. So much went on. I'm sure you have plenty to say.
Yeah, and I think the good news is a lot of times all of this stuff really does apply to the next game, Jim. Just kind of my thoughts. I didn't write down that many because I knew you'd have some questions, and I knew, you know, I wanted to get to the Maryland game as well. You know, the one big takeaway, and I almost feel bad sometimes saying this because I wasn't this type of player. You know, I mean, maybe in college I was, but certainly not in the NFL. I wasn't like a difference-making player. But it was hard to watch that game, Jim, and not watch Justin Fields and think, man, it would be nice to have one of them. You know what I mean? And this yes. is... And I feel like that comes across as a knock on Sean Clifford, and it's not. I like Sean Clifford. I think he's a good quarterback. By all accounts, he seems like a phenomenal kid. Phenomenal kid. Everything you hear from the coaches about the time he puts in and how much he cares and all of that stuff, it is all tremendous. It's awesome. I mean, he's the type of kid that you want to hire and have, you know, run your business someday. Maybe he'll be running the Keystone Sports Network someday. But he does not appear to be an NFL quarterback, and certainly not, you know, a first-round talent NFL quarterback like Justin Fields. And one of the things that frustrates me from time to time about my beloved football, Jim, is just how important that position is. And I just watching Justin Fields, I mean, he's amazing. I mean, he is really, really special. Didn't even have to do it with his legs, you know, like he did a year ago. It was just his arm, pinpoint accurate, knows where to go with the football. He is an extremely impressive player. And so you look around the country, and we've talked about this a lot over the last couple of years. Penn State needs to get one of them. You know, Penn State needs to get a quarterback like that. I don't know if they have that on the roster. I don't know if Vayu will be that guy. I will say this, though, Jim. I don't know if he's Justin Fields, but what Bo Prabula did to Central Dauphin High School last Friday night is highly encouraging if you're a Penn State fan. He is the class of 2022 quarterback commit, and I think this is important to mention. They played Central Dauphin, who went to the state championship game last year. I actually reside in Central Dauphin School District. Bo Prabula put forth one of the best quarterback performances I have ever seen. I'm telling Jim, I don't know if he's a five-star guy. I don't know if he's a future first-round pick, but he was unbelievable in that football game. He's got a big arm. He's tough. He's fast. So it was highly, highly encouraging for the future of Penn State, what he was able to do, even if the Central Dauphin fans didn't like it because he was so good. But anyway, one of my major takeaways, I don't want to belabor the point, is, you know, Justin Fields is amazing. And I would love to see, now we'll get to more of it, but I would love to see what that game would be like if, you know, Ohio State had somebody other than Justin Fields and Penn State had Justin Fields.
Well, I'll belabor the quarterback point a little bit more, Ross. There's only a handful of guys that you could put into the Justin Fields category. But let's talk about Sean Clifford. I think a lot of us don't think he's we've not seen anything in these first two games to say that he's improved. He's taken the next step from last year. What do you see with his play? I know it seems like the big discussion is, is he not seeing open receivers, or are his receivers not getting open?
You know, this was one of my concerns. I think it's kind of the perfect storm of a new offense, a new coordinator, and lack of practice time, with spring ball being kiboshed, training camp not being quite the same. There's a reason why experience matters. There's a reason why you want to have an opportunity to go ahead and, you know, have several years of experience in the same system. And unfortunately for Sean Clifford, that's not the case this year. And it just doesn't seem like he is quite as comfortable with what it is that they are doing. And I don't know if it's the receivers or just him or whatever, but certainly you'd like to think that he would be more comfortable in year two as a starter, but it's not year two in the same system.
So the system is part of that. We have a few minutes left, Ross. I want to look forward a little bit, and that's Maryland coming in this weekend. And my first question for you, as a former player, this team is 0-2. That means no college football playoffs. It means no Big Ten championship game after losing to Ohio State. How do you get this team motivated, or make sure they stay motivated for the rest of the season?
Well, so that's a concern. That's a major concern of mine moving forward, because Maryland's not bad. Maryland has found themselves a quarterback. And if you're Penn State, let's be honest. I mean, your dreams, goals, and aspirations for this season are kind of over already. It would be surprising to be Big Ten champs. It's not going to happen in terms of the college football playoff. And they still got a lot of games to play. We're going to find out a lot about this program. We're going to find out a lot about James Franklin and his ability to motivate his players and focus his players in this game against Maryland. I mean, it's going to be very telling to see how they go about their business for the Maryland game, because we all saw what happened last year. I mean, they totally dominated them. Well, now things are a little bit different. I will say one of the real positives moving forward, Jim, was the play of Jahan Dotson. I mean, that was unbelievable. And that was, to be honest, pretty unexpected. You know, I mean, Ohio State always has really good corners, The guy he was beating a lot was Sean Wade, who's considered a first-round pick corner. And Dotson's making incredible plays. You know, you got to appreciate the irony, Jim, that we've been talking for months about our concerns about wide receiver. And if you watch that game, that was the best – that Dotson at wide receiver was the best player Penn State had that night. You know what I mean? It was like the number one concern ended up being the guy that played the best, or at least, you know, one player. It's not the whole position group, but I know there's – it sounds like they might start a couple true freshmen against Maryland, which is interesting. Just a couple other notes. But, yes, Dotson's huge game, I think, bodes well for the rest of this year and potentially next year. I don't look at Dotson, unless he keeps doing stuff like that, as an early entry NFL candidate. Maybe he does. Maybe he's thinking differently. But I don't know that he's that type of player. I guess if he has an awesome season, he'll consider it, and he should. But, I mean, there's a chance that they have Dotson being very productive for them for two more years. I know that oh, go ahead, Jim.
Now, I was going to ask you about the freshman receivers. You alluded to it in this week's depth chart. Keandre Lambert-Smith went to number one on the depth chart. He and Parker Washington combined for six catches in that game. What were your thoughts on them? And then we need to get your Maryland prediction.
Yeah, I thought Parker Washington did some positive things, and it was a step forward for him for sure. And I think, like I said, I think it was a step forward for the wide receivers. I thought the O-line, D-line were very disappointing. We can talk about that more. I'm sure there's some Ask Ross questions there. I did think Jesse Luceda and Brandon Smith showed promise, which is a good sign for the Maryland game moving forward. And I kind of told you about Lamont Wade as the nickel cornerback kind of being a problem. It sounds like Keaton Ellis hasn't been available, so I'll be curious to see when he is available, if he is the nickel corner or somebody else. As for the Maryland game, I don't think it's going to be pretty. I think it's going to be a competitive game for a half. I think ultimately Penn State's talent and depth will win out. I will go 34-20 Penn State.
34-20. And real quick, the spread started at 26.5 points. It's now down to 24.5, last I saw on the DraftKings website. All right, that is it for quarter number two. Stick around. Next quarter, we get to your questions when we do Ask Ross.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating, oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Cause it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forge-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiasts, you need to go to Forge-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes, or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forge-Legends.com and use code KSN at checkout. The season is in full swing. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN when you sign up to ensure your Sunday bets up to $100. That's right. You bet and they cover up to $100 when you use code KSN during signup. For a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Risk-free coverage paid out in site credits. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.